Steward Sister, Battle Creek, Michigan, November 16, 1874. Dear Sister Steward, will you please send to me at Allegan the testimonies that have been given me for you? Some things have come up in regard to the course of Dr. Lay at the Institute that makes it necessary to vindicate our course toward him by referring to the testimony given you in reference to your connection with Dr. Lay's family. Send the testimonies to Allegan. We had 2 days meeting, Sabbath and Sunday, a most solemn season. My husband spoke Sabbath forenoon, I in afternoon, to a crowded house. My husband spoke Sunday, I spoke afternoon and evening. The solemn power of God rested upon me while speaking and pervaded the house. We felt that God's Spirit was there and that His blessing was resting upon speaker and hearers. We are at the great heart of the work. We see very much to do and many responsibilities to lift. I hope, Sister Steward, that you will try to bear even more than your own weight. It is now important that all lift together. I hope Brother Steward will make a success of his work, and I hope that you will not feel that your wants are such that you will make them of greater importance than the worth of souls. Remember Jesus and let your selfishness die. Brother Steward has done but little in the cause of God. I have been shown that you come in between him and the work. He is inclined to be indolent and take things easy, and has but little disposition to put himself into hard places and work under discouragements. He feels like shunning burdens, and he makes his home responsibilities an excuse for leaving the labors begun. You draw him away from the work for slight reasons, because you have educated yourself to think more of yourself and to absorb others' time and sympathies and care more than to give the same to others and to be a helper to move on the cars of truth onward rather than to be a clog to the wheels. I hope you will urge your husband to keep without the camp and show the fruits of his labor. If he cannot, God will surely release him from all responsibilities in the harvest field. Jesus went without the camp, bearing the reproach. We are exhorted to do the same. But too frequently the camp attractions call Brother Steward to run to his home. You require attention. You will have wants that look large to you that it would do you good to forego, to deny yourself, to lift your cross, to do some things yourself that you may and can do and that you would be the better for doing. May God help you both to die to selfishness, die to your love of self-gratification, and sacrifice for God. Time is passing, and our accounts are daily passing up to the judgment. What is the history of the records there born? It is too late to please self. You have been doing thus, serving self, loving self, gratifying self. Look at your exemplar. How do your lives compare with his? Give an account of thy stewardship. Luke 16, verse 2, is to be required by and by. Send the testimonies without delay to Allegan, for I want them next Sabbath. Send to our address, Allegan.